Hello, I'm Peter Miller, and this is Fight Back. Winston Churchill said, "Socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery." Churchill was right, but we still have gray-haired liberal professors on just about every college campus in America telling us that socialism is the best thing on earth.
I don't really understand what you're trying to accomplish here. Like, what is the need for such a demonstration on our campus today?
The need is very clear.
Why?
But socialism isn't saying that everyone should be equal. It's saying that there should be a level playing field right at the bottom. I'm just saying that you shouldn't have utter destitution at the bottom.
Well, so obviously, nobody's in favor of destitution. I mean, the communists are.
You don't. Nice soundbite. Yeah.
That's why I'm going to give you 10 reasons to fight against socialism. Number one, socialism and communism are the same ideology.
There's a big distinction between socialism and communism.
The philosophy at its root is the same.
I disagree with you.
Communism is only an extreme form of socialism. From the ideological standpoint, there is no substantial difference between the two. In fact, the Communist Soviet Union called itself the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. And Communist China, Cuba, Vietnam, they all define themselves as socialist nations. Lenin even said, "The goal of socialism is communism."
Number two, socialism violates personal freedom.
Socialism seeks to eliminate injustice by transferring rights and responsibilities from the individuals and families to the state. But in the process, socialism actually creates injustice. It destroys true liberty, that is, the freedom to decide all matters that lie within our own competence and to follow the course shown by our reason.
Number three, socialism violates human nature.
Socialism is anti-natural. It destroys personal initiative, which is a fruit of our intellect and free will, and replaces it with state control. Wherever it's implemented, it tends to favor totalitarianism with its bloated government and police repression.
Number four, socialism violates private property. Socialism calls for redistributing the wealth by taking from the rich and giving it to the poor. It imposes taxes that punish those who have been able to take greater advantage of their productive talents. It uses taxation to promote economic and social egalitarianism, a goal that will be fully achieved, according to the Communist Manifesto, with the abolition of private property. Number five, socialism opposes traditional marriage.
Socialism sees no moral reason for people to restrict sex to marriage, that is, to an indissoluble union between a man and a woman. Furthermore, socialism undermines private property, which Friedrich Engels, founder of modern socialism and communism, along with Karl Marx, saw as the foundation of traditional marriage.
Number six, socialism opposes parental rights.
Socialism controls the education of children, completely sidelining the parents. Almost from birth, children are handed over to the public institutions where they're taught what the state wants, regardless of the parents' views. For example, explicit sex ed is promoted everywhere. Darwin's theory of evolution is treated like dogma, and school prayer is completely forbidden.
Number seven, socialism promotes radical equality.
So, absolute equality among men is the fundamental assumption of socialism. Therefore, it claims that every inequality is unjust. So, private employers are quickly portrayed as exploiters whose profits really belong to their employees. As a consequence, they rule out the system of wage earning.
Number eight, socialism promotes atheism.
Belief in God, who is infinite, omnipotent, omniscient, clashes head-on with the principle of absolute equality. Socialism therefore rejects the spiritual, claiming that only concrete matter exists. God, the soul, and the next life are illusions according to socialism.
Number nine, socialism promotes relativism.
For socialism, there is no absolute truth or revealed morals that establish standards of conduct that apply to everyone, everywhere, and always. Everything evolves, including right and wrong, good and evil. There is no place for the Ten Commandments, neither in the private mind or in the public square.
Number 10, socialism mocks religion. According to Karl Marx, religion is the opium of the people. Lenin, founder of the Soviet Union, agreed. Religion is the opium for the people. Religion is a sort of spiritual booze in which the slaves of capital drown their human image, their demand for life more or less worthy of man.
Socialism is really a form of slavery. It banishes God, it starves the soul, it stifles initiative and free enterprise, it dismantles the family, and it shipwrecked entire nations.
God bless you, thank you for watching, and pray for America.